You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Mike Emery, an Australian photographer who has created a fascinating book about China, Capturing a Time Pre-Westernization, that joins us to discuss how he has taken this piece of history to market. Mr. Emery, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome, and really looking forward to hearing all the details here. So, Mike, if you would, tell us about your career and how it led you to collecting some of the most historically relevant images in China in 1980.
Well, I was pretty lucky. I got appointed on board a cruise ship, which was based in Japan, as a cruise photographer, and also a croupier. So I had two jobs to fulfill. So my job was to follow the ship, and we were lucky enough to go into China, which was one of the first cruise ships to go into China, and I was there with 350 American passengers, and we made a trip across to Beijing. I accompanied them, took pictures of them when they were at different icons in Beijing, and I'd also try and slip away and take a few of my own shots. At that point in time, I didn't realize how important China was. I'd just take pictures of people, street life, pictures of everyday life, people doing their own little things. And we went back to the ship, and then we moved down to Shanghai, and then back to Hong Kong, which was our base. And then we offloaded our passengers, and then we did the reverse trip. So I was on board this ship for just over 4 to 5 months from memory, and we had a beautiful time.
And I can only imagine, and what a memory. You'll never forget those memories, and not only that, but you've captured them and have brought it to market, which is absolutely awesome. Now, from a business perspective, how did you take the concept of relevant imagery and turn it into a power book that is now sold around the world?
Well, it was not easy. At the time, I took photos of people, and really, they never knew what a camera was. I'd point a camera at them, and they just didn't know what it was. They'd never seen one before. So I had to do silly things, trying to get some emotion out of the person to get the imagery. Each individual picture was hard to get because they didn't know. They'd never seen photos before. They'd never seen a camera before. And they'd never seen a Westerner before. I'd be in Shanghai. I'd walk down Nanking Road in Shanghai. I'd be the only Westerner there. I'd have a crowd of about 50, 60 people around me just wanting to talk. And taking pictures was difficult, but I managed. And those days, it was not digital cameras, it was film cameras, Nikon film cameras. So we had to be pretty precise on what shot you took. So it was pretty hard at that time to get the pictures. And then over a period of time, you'd bring out the photographs, and after about 10 years, you'd get the idea of thinking, well, I've got to do something with these photos. They're good. We should do something. And then time gets on, and then a couple of years ago, I thought it would be about time for me to show the world some of these photos. And then I'd suddenly realized how strong they were, because it was part of history. It was part of a piece of time which had never been captured before. And from then on, I just wanted to get the book organized.
And we're certainly happy and pleased that you have done that as well. Now, this book is particularly popular with corporations who either are in business with China or have a workforce rooted in that culture. Why do you think this book has become a valuable gift for those companies and their clients?
Well, it's become an important gift because when people go to China, they always take gifts. And people have the ordinary, the gift of a bottle of scotch or some other form of gift. But what people have got to take with them to China is something special. It's a part of Chinese history. It's a book which the people you're giving it as a gift to have never seen before. They look at it and say, wow, where do you get these photos from? Where's this book from? We've never seen anything like this. So it's personal. From the person to giving to the person, it is extremely personal. And from the feedback I've got, it opens doors. And the person you've given it to can see that there's a lot of feeling there and there's a lot of thought gone into to giving the book. And also inside the front cover, businesses have put their own little message in there from their company. And it's been quite successful.
Today we're joined by Mr. Mike Emery, an Australian photographer who has created a fascinating book about China capturing a time of pre-Westernization here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Emery, it must be satisfying after all these years to see these images get in front of audiences around the world. What has the feedback from readers been like?
Well, the feedback has been extraordinary. I've just come back from Beijing and Shanghai. In Shanghai, I was lucky enough to get a couple of pages in the Shanghai Daily, and the response we got from the photos was quite interesting. From people who loved them and wanting to find more of them. It was just a great situation where we were looking at photographs of what I took in 1980 to photographs of 2019. So we tried to create new ones from the past to the future, and we were quite successful. We've probably got about 40 to 50 new photographs which we can put into our new book. And then in Shanghai and in Beijing, we were lucky enough to be on Radio Beijing, which was an English-speaking radio show, and the response there was incredible. We placed a lot of the images onto their website, so we want to find some of these people. There's people there which in 1980, now they would be in the 40s and 50s. We'd like to find them and see what their life's been like since they were in 1980. We want to see what life has been successful for them, and we'll just see what it was like. If we can find them, it would be great.
And how interesting would it be to find folks that you've taken pictures of from years ago? That would be pretty awesome, no doubt. Lastly, what does China's Children 1980 have in store for 2019, and will you be bringing out another edition of the book? And if so, why would you do that?
Yes. This year is the 70th anniversary of Mao, 1949 to 2019. This is going to be a very, very special year for the Chinese people. The Chinese government have already decided it's going to be a big celebration in October for the people, not just the people, but also for the people around the world. China wants to show the rest of the world how it has achieved this great, great transformation in that period of time. And they want to make it very special. So what we're doing now is bringing out the 70th anniversary edition of some of the old pictures in the previous book, and we're going to add to them the then and now photos which we've just taken in Shanghai and Beijing. And also we compare some of the photographs of people and compare them with people of today. And you'll see that very little difference in personality, very, very little difference in the people themselves. They still have got beautiful faces and beautiful smiles. So it'll be very interesting for you all to see. So that will be coming out hopefully mid-year, and to go with that, we're hoping we can get an exhibition in Shanghai, and also one in Beijing, so that we can show the photographs to a larger audience, so that people can come to the exhibition and sort of go back in time and remember some of those days when they were young. When we were young, we had photograph albums, but the Chinese people in those days never had a photograph album. They never had a photograph of themselves. So let's hope we can bring some sort of memory back to them, that they can have a joyous interest in looking at the photos. Thank you.
Well, it certainly has been more than a pleasure to have had you with us, Mr. Emery, and I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details and even get a hint of some of the imagery that you've taken back from 1980. Where can listeners get further details online on China's Children 1980 and be in touch accordingly?
Yes, it's China'sChildren1980.com. The book's on Amazon, also, you can contact me on LinkedIn or Instagram.
And for the record, I'm already following you on Instagram. Mr. Emery, really great to have met you. All the best, and thanks so much for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Mike Emery, an Australian photographer who has created a fascinating book about China capturing a time pre-Westernization. And for all the details, visit China'sChildren1980.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.